Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. To ask a question during the question-and-answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. This conference is recorded, and I will now turn the meeting over to Mr. John Connor. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Marcia. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon, good morning, or good evening, and welcome to today's Tivoli Talk on improving customer time to value with an upcoming release of TPC that we have in the works. So before we get started, I just want to get some housekeeping out of the way and do some introductions. So my name is John Connor, and I am the product manager for Tivoli Storage Productivity Center. Hopefully, many of you know me. I'm new in the role. I took it over in March, and prior to that, I was on the product management team here for Tivoli Storage Manager for a number of years. So I've been in the Tivoli Storage arena for some time and very excited to be on Tivoli Storage Productivity Center now. Also with me for Q&A at the end of the presentation are some of our Tivoli TPC architects, Randy Blaya on Tivoli Storage Productivity Center for Replication. Also Sumant, who goes, this call needs no further introduction than Sumant, who's our chief architect on the other parts of the TPC family. So got the experts here at the end of the presentation to answer any and all questions that you have. With that, let's get into the discussion today. And if you have the presentation, I'm now on slide two. So this will be one more bit of housekeeping. It's slide two is a disclaimer slide, which basically says anything I tell you today is subject to change and is not a commitment, and so on and so forth. So you can see that there. But anyway, this is a view of what we're going to be doing in the very near future and a preview or outlook of some of the things we're thinking about in Tivoli Storage Productivity Center a bit further down the road. So I'm assuming the audience is also I'm not going to go into an overview of Tivoli Storage Productivity Center today. This talk is designed with the assumption that you're familiar with the product, its capabilities, and the products that we have in the market today. So this is really to build off of that and really tell you about, as I said, some of the things we have coming. So what am I going to cover today? And I'm on slide three, the agenda. So before I tell you what we're going to be delivering very soon, I'd like to just sort of recap some of the exciting things we've already delivered this year. And then we'll spend the bulk of the time talking about our upcoming, as I'll call it in the presentation, Tivoli TPC 4.x release. We've got some very good customer feedback in the beta we're running on this release right now. Very excited customers, and their feedback has been extremely positive. And along with the key enhancements we're delivering in this release, as the title of the presentation described, it's really around increasing or improving customer time to value. So we're delivering some very good functional enhancements to help customers get more value out of TPC quicker. And along with that, we're implementing and delivering some lab services from Tivoli along those lines as well to help customers get more value and improve the value they get from TPC in a shorter amount of time. So I'll talk about those as well. And then I'll wrap it up again with sort of a sneak peek into the future on what we're planning with what I'll call TPC Future right now. So that's a brief view of what we're going to cover, so let's jump right in. So on slide four, Tivoli Storage Manager, there I go. I can't get away from Tivoli Storage Manager. Tivoli Storage Productivity Center highlights. So just to briefly recap, in the first half of this year, we delivered two new solutions. The first one, and I'll talk about both of these in a little more detail in the next slide, but really a very good integration story around Tivoli System Automation and TPC for Replication. And then hopefully many of you are familiar with TPC for Disk Mid-Range Edition, a brand-new offering that we introduced just last in May as well. And then, as I mentioned, we'll talk about our upcoming release, really focused, as I said, around delivering some key enhancements around time to value. So briefly, what have we delivered so far? Slide 5. We're calling this solution Tivoli, IBM Distributed Disaster Recovery Manager. And really what this does is extend the rich functionality of our Tivoli System Automation Application Manager product with integration with TPC for replication. So what it does is coordinate data replication between two sites working with TPCR. It supports GEPS, which is our global dispersed parallel sysplex distributed cluster management capability. So TSA application manager basically goes in and detects application and resource outages on open systems in ZOS and notifies GDPS. GDPS then takes those notifications and triggers disaster recovery actions, again, working with TPC for replication. So the real benefit here is this is a great, disaster recovery business continuity solution to really coordinate the recovery and failover, not only of the application, but the associated storage. So, again, a very good example of integrating products in our portfolio, Tivoli System Automation and TPCR. So we call the solution Distributed Disaster Recovery Manager. However, that's really just an overview name. This is a solution you still need to, from a deployment perspective, have your customers purchase TSA and TPCR separately. But, again, it's integration of the two products for this very good DR solution. Also, what we've delivered, I'm on slide 6, TPC for Disk Mid-Range Edition. And hopefully we've had a number of Tivoli talks, and there's been a lot of information we've put out on this when we launched this in the May timeframe. And this product delivers the same capability as our TPC for Disk offering, but it's really focused now and restricted to working with the devices that you see there on the second bullet, the virtual disk system, DS3000, and so forth. I won't read those. You can see them on the slide. And the key value here is really focused on mid-range storage and priced for that market very competitively at just over $8,000 U.S., and it's on a per-enclosure basis. So very easy and simple pricing metric here for that mid-range environment. So, again, just a brief overview of some of the things we've already delivered, but the team's been very busy this year with these two releases, and we're just getting rolling into the second half. So let's move on to what – so that's what we've done. Let's move on to what we've got coming down the road in the very near future on slide 7. So slide 7 – and again, I'll refer to it as TPC 4.x. So this is really just a summary. I won't go through this slide in detail. This is really more of an agenda for the next part of the presentation. But this gives you a very good one-page summary of the key functional enhancements we're delivering in this next release. And again, these are all designed really to deliver quicker time to value with an ease of use enhancements, performance enhancements, and so forth. For our customers with TPC. So let's get into the meat of the presentation here and the enhancements we've got coming. So the first one is on slide 8, storage resource agents. So for those of you familiar with TPC in our current release, this is a new capability we introduced in 4.1. This is really designed to ultimately replace the common agent services technology that's in the product today. That technology will continue to be supported to allow customers time to transition, of course. But there is no, just to be aware, there is no automated upgrade or migration from the CAS services to this. But what storage resource agents are, as you see on the slide, is a very lightweight native agent that's pushed out when needed and is removed when it's not operational. So what's new coming down the road in this release, as you see there? So there's really two key things. The first is file level and database scanning. So in 4.1, you could just probe asset volume, capacity, and connectivity. So now you can we'll be able to do file and database level scans. And we're basically filling out the supported platform capability that you see there with Solaris and HPUX. So this has been very well received in the current release, and customers' feedback has been very positive. And so we're really finishing the build-out of that capability in the upcoming release. Moving on to slide 9, enhanced management of IBM storage. So here we're also, you can see our strategy here is to replace common agent services with the storage resource agents. Along those lines, we're doing some elimination of the need for the SIMOMs on our native IBM hardware, and this will give us improved performance and scalability for the devices you see there, SVC, DS8000, and XIV. So by using native interfaces, we'll be able to deliver some significant enhancements in that area and eliminate the need for the SIMOM on those devices. We're also, as it says there, providing more advanced management capabilities for our XIV storage. So what we're doing here is really supporting XIV with performance monitoring and reporting in our TPC for disk offering. And then on TPC Standard Edition, the storage provisioning capability in the SAN Planner will allow you to gather up basic XIV provisioning information in that now as well. And in our Data Path Explorer capability, it'll add XIV really to the end-to-end view for I/O path performance information. And then, of course, if you're typically in a customers have a large-scale environment with along with our SAN volume controller product, which may be virtualizing multiple XIV systems, customers will be able to identify hotspots and migrate data transparently from one array to another to help improve throughput. So very important enhancements and support for the IBM XIV storage systems in this upcoming release, along with the performance improvements and native interface support for SVC, DS8000, and XIV. All right, moving on to slide 10, automated end-to-end provisioning. So this is a capability in our standard TPC Standard Edition product in the SAN Configuration Planner. So it now will support SAN Volume Controller. Previously, it supported DS8000. And with this capability now, storage admins can now provision storage using a wizard-driven approach, and it provides recommendations based on the storage system's past performance. Another key enhancement that you see there in the middle of the screen is it integrates with Tivoli Storage Productivity Center for replication. So for those customers who have both Standard Edition and replication, the SAN Planner can now integrate copy services information in this as well. So the key benefit here is you can, as you provision storage, you can plan for its replication at the same time. And then finally, you can set this up to execute on a predefined schedule or do it as needed in an ad hoc basis if you need to do something right away. So some very good enhancements there and really tighter integration of our overall TPC portfolio with the ability, again, to use this wizard to provision or plan for replication at the time you provision storage. Okay, moving on to slide 11. We've also got a couple of usability enhancements planned for the next release. The first one there is automated device discovery. So we also have a new configured device wizard here, and this will really simplify the initial configuration tasks for the IBM storage that you see there, SVC, DS8, and XIV, and really help accelerate. Again, as I talked about, the key theme here is quicker time to value. This type of enhancements that you see here will really help customers accelerate adding storage to their environment and make it much easier to do. It'll discover, and as you saw with the provisioning capability, you can discover and provision the storage now much quicker and easier. It also includes some data collection schedules and alerting capability within the wizard as well. And then another enhancement we've got, again, around helping customers around getting more value out of the product quicker and is the device, what we're calling a device diagnostic assistant. And really, this provides a more concise and descriptive set of error messages. And when needed, it'll provide the customer with a step-by-step set of instructions to help them resolve error messages. So a much more intuitive way to diagnose errors and get them resolved quicker. All right, so that was a very brief overview of the enhancements that we have planned for TPC, disk, data, and standard edition. Again, that was really just a brief highlight. We've got a number of other enhancements that I didn't discuss today as well. So moving on, then I'd like to talk briefly about the enhancements we also have for our TPC for replication product. So moving on, slide 12, just as a slide, introductory slide there, to slide 13. So high availability volume management. So this is an implementation of Open Hyperswap for AIX and DS8700. And it allows I/O to the primary volumes in a metro mirror relationship to be swapped really without human intervention to the secondary volumes in that relationship with very minimal interruption or disruption to the application. So I kind of view this as a look, ma, no hands. I'm failing over to the other site and doesn't even know that it happened. And really, the intent here is for the application to see nothing more than a brief pause in their I/O. Maybe the light, if you were in a thunderstorm or something, the lights might flicker for a second, but they'd be back on, and you would move right along. And really, once this swap has occurred, the application is automatically writing to the secondary site, and doesn't even notice the switch. So this is a very slick and I think very cool business continuity disaster recovery type of solution now to automatically fail over from one set of volumes to the other, and the end user really doesn't even see or know that it occurred. Okay, continuing on slide 14. Enhanced Peer-to-Peer Remote Copy Path Management, or PPRC. So really what this is, there's a couple of key benefits here. You can see the information on the slide, but really what this enhancement does is help users avoid TPC for replication using paths that are intended for host I/O as replication paths. It also helps define a set of static replication supports to be used for all copy services relationships between the two storage systems. And it helps users ensure that the replication ports used by TPC provide redundancy. So this is essentially providing some redundancy capability and really eliminating maybe a single point of failure with TPCR. So again, an important enhancement around business continuity, disaster recovery type of actions. Slide 15, Disaster Recovery Planner, and I actually talked about this a little bit already earlier in the presentation when I talked about the end-to-end provisioning capabilities and the SAN Planner enhancements, and this is the same feature. Again, this is just part of TPC for replication and tighter integration in our portfolio. But again, this is the ability to plan for the replication of the storage when it's provisioned. Again, to restate, this is requires you to customers both have TPC Standard Edition and TPC for replication to implement this capability. Slide 16, multiple global mirror sessions. So this is TPC for replication is supporting a DS-8000 enhancement here. And this really allows customers to create multiple global mirror sessions now on the same storage system. The enhancement lifts a previous restriction of one global mirror session per DS-8000 storage system. So now using multiple session, global mirror sessions, customers can use the same DS-8000 storage system and be able to handle async replication needs for different apps, each having different replication requirements. So really taking advantage of an enhancement on the storage system to provide more flexibility is what this is doing. So that was a brief overview of the enhancements we have planned for the upcoming release of TPC for replication. And if you go to slide 17, slide 17, positioning the IBM Replication Management Portfolio. So I briefly talked about our Tivoli Storage Productivity Center for Replication product and the enhancements we have there. At the beginning of the presentation, I introduced the Distributed Disaster Recovery Manager solution. So these are very advanced and very good solutions we have around replication and recovery. For those of you familiar with our overall Tivoli storage portfolio, you also know that we have a product we introduced last year called Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager, a product near and dear to my heart from my previous job. And I really just wanted to lay these out on this slide to give you, and it's a bit of an oversimplification, but we get asked a lot at times, you know, when should I use what or how would you position these products? So you can see the different value props of each of the products. I won't go through those, but on the right-hand side of the slide, I try to really net out what the key area or value of each product is. So Flash Copy Manager really is all about providing local snapshot protection and recovery. Now, it is local, but with integration with TSM on the back end, you can move that off for a long-term backup and recovery. TPCR, as we hopefully as you all know, and as we talked about some of the enhancements there, is really about what I would call multi-site storage or data disaster recovery and replication. And then the distributed disaster recovery solution is integration of TPCR, as I mentioned, with our Tivoli system automation product, really to provide the end-to-end recovery not only of the data, but coordinated with the application as well. So we've got a very good portfolio here and some very advanced technology that I don't think any of our competitors have when you look at this slide, to provide some very good capabilities to our customers from, you know, application protection, disaster recovery, and business continuity. So, again, this is for your reference and help you positioning these solutions with your customers. So, as I mentioned at the beginning of the presentation on slide 18, we've had a very active beta on the release that we've got coming out. And I keep saying very soon, and that's all I can say right now. But given the fact that we're in beta, should give you some idea that we're pretty close to getting this out the door. And you can see some quotes there. We're in the process of working these as hopefully at the time we announce this product, we'll be able to publish these as references. But you can see some of the quotes, and these are verbatim from the customers as we've talked to them using the beta code. Excuse me. And you can see we seem to have a sweet spot with, at least with this beta, in the insurance industry. All three quotes are from different customers in the insurance business. That first one is the one that excites me the most when you read that, eliminating the agent management and using the storage resource agents. He said, you know, that's all you need is a reason for upgrading, and the time and resource savings you're going to get are going to pay for itself. So if that isn't quicker time to value, I don't know what is. Similar to that, the second one there in the middle of the slide, customers seeing a 10 to 15% time savings, and that just continues to pay for itself over the life of the product. And in this environment of, storage admins with, decreased resources and budget, anything we can deliver to help them there make their lives easier is a win for them and for us. And then the other quote there, very, very powerful on TPC for replication. If you just look at the numbers there, this customer has been able to do some recovery now in about 15 minutes, which before using the capability in TPCR that we're delivering, it would have taken 2 to 3 days. That's pretty amazing improvement there, and really getting there, helping them reach their recovery goals 4 hours. So some very compelling customer success stories coming out of our beta, and I hope that this is just the tip of the iceberg as customers start to get a sense of what this release can do for them. I think we'll have a lot more of these stories coming out as well. All right. Slide 19 and 20. As I mentioned, we're also, along with this release, introducing some new pilots. They're right in pilot mode right now, but they're new Tivoli Lab Services offerings. I'm not going to go through all the information on slide 19 and 20, but let me just sort of summarize what these offerings are designed to do. In particular, focus more on the one on slide 20. So we're calling these value pack service offerings. And based on feedback from all of you on the phone and customers and so forth, the feedback we've received on Tivoli Storage Productivity Center is, hey, it's a great product. Very rich in functionality, but sometimes customers, quite frankly, they maybe overwhelms them a little bit. There's maybe too much functionality. Hard to imagine, but there's more there that, and they're maybe taken aback on how to take advantage of it all or use it and extract the most value out of the product. So, along with the enhancements we're delivering, to improve and get value out of the product quicker, we're designed these service offerings, both called the Foundation Service for TPC, and you can see, the benefits and deliverables these offerings will give, but really to help a customer after he's deployed and implemented the product and maybe not getting everything he had hoped for out of the product, come in and help him show him how to do that, show them how to run some reports, create alerts and things like that, really to maximize the capability out of TPC. And, obviously our goal is to grow that TPC footprint in that customer and make them happy, number one, and really leverage the product and grow that install base as they grow the customer and grow with the customer. So I'm very excited about these offerings, and I encourage folks to take advantage of these. It is a pilot. But I anticipate this will get a lot of pickup by our customers, and it'll become a full-blown offering by the service folks hopefully later this year or the beginning of next year. But they have skills available to start implementing this beginning next month. So, again, this is a service designed to be leveraged after the product is installed and implemented, up and running, and collecting data, let's say, for about a month or so, and come in and really then show the customer how to knock it out of the park and get really all the value he can out of TPC. Okay, so that is the brief tour of what we've delivered this year. So I've covered a lot in a brief amount of time. Some of the things we've already delivered this year, I've given you a brief overview of our upcoming release, shared with you some of the feedback we're getting on it already, and introduced these new service offerings, all, again, designed to help you and sell TPC to your customers and really show them that we're delivering a product that will help them get more value in a much faster way. So, What I'd like to do now, though, is shift gears a little bit and give you a, I don't know what you want to call it, a sneak peek, preview of what we're thinking about for the future of TPC. And I'll probably just, for the heck of it, reiterate the disclaimer I said in the beginning. This particular part of the presentation is very subject to change. Obviously, this is a view of things we're considering. Nothing is set in stone, obviously, and anything I say can and probably will change. So with that, let's take a view into the road ahead. So I'm on slide 22, TPC future release. And so this is sort of an outline of the key things we're thinking about for really an all-new version of TPC, if you will. And the first point there, and I'll go into these in a little more detail, but these are the core or key items we're looking at to build our next release strategy around. And the first is, as you see there, an all-new web-based, I got a typo there, sorry, I got web too many times, but a web-based user interface. We're going to enhance, or we're looking to enhance our common reporting capability with the Cognos technology that we have in Tivoli. Looking at doing some very cool things around storage tiering and helping customers optimize their storage environment. We also are want to position ourselves as the storage resource management tool for IBM cloud environments, and a key underlying technology to that is scale-out NAS, so that is a key focus for us. And then last but not least, we do have what we call an integrated install today, but it's really, for those of you that know the product, it's really a wrapper around the existing installs. This is, along with a new interface, a new installation from the ground up, completely integrated with much better prereq and dependency checking enhancements. So that's a sort of what they did with the upcoming release. So if you had a one-page summary of what we're thinking about on slide 22, this is it. So let's talk about each of these in a little bit more detail. Slide 22, 23. So as I mentioned, the key thing we're focused on, and our architects and Sumant and Randy who are on the phone are intimately involved in this work now on this future release, is a web-based user interface. So the idea of and what we're looking at is really make it a very task-oriented interface based on each user's environment. We want to, as it says there, simplify the navigation through the product. And this will be based, we've got some very good standards and things using Tivoli Integrated Portal, so it will be based on those navigation standards. So what are some examples of the tasks we're thinking about? Probably no surprise, but it'd be around things like automated discovery of the infrastructure, of course, monitoring around health and availability of the infrastructure and performance, monitoring service level objectives and so forth, of course, troubleshooting capabilities, helping you customers configure the environment, provision and plan, very similar to the things we do today, but again, make it focus more on what each task do I have to accomplish. And customize it as much as we can to each user's needs. So this is a thing we're very actively in design mode on right now, and perhaps some of you are involved in it. We've got customer councils going on. So as we go through this design process, we are actively each step of the way soliciting and taking into account customer feedback. So we're very focused, almost maniacally so, on gaining our customer and sales and partner input on this to ensure we do it correctly. Okay, so continuing on slide 24, enhanced Tivoli common reporting with Cognos. So today we have BERT technology, business intelligence reporting tools, as part of Tivoli Common Reporting. That function is not, we don't intend to replace that capability. This is augmenting it with Cognos. And customers will be, if they have existing BERT reports today, they'll continue to be able to run those within this new Cognos environment. But really, the key focus here is to make creation and using of the reporting much simpler and easy to use. So today, you do need to have some what I'd call more of a developer skill set, some knowledge of SQL and things to create a custom report. With the Cognos enhancements that we're looking at, it's a much more intuitive, again, web-based. And I've seen some demos on this, and maybe in a future talk we can start doing some of that as we get further along. But really very intuitive, drag this here and this here, and I go and I build the report that I need in a few mouse clicks, and I'm on my way, and then save that, and I can use it a later time and distribute it. So very focused on a much more intuitive creation and distribution of key reports that customers need. So really, it's focused on removing the complexity that does exist today somewhat with the reporting that we have. Okay, slide 25. So another area we're looking at for enhancements in our future release is what we call tiered storage optimization. So today, TPC Storage Optimizer really doesn't have any concept of storage tiers. What we're looking at in this area of enhancement is allowing customers to classify storage in terms of tiers, 0, 1, and 2, for example, and then look at the performance of the volumes and at capacity, and then rather than be reactive, be proactive and make recommendations on which volume to move up tier to improve performance and free up capacity on that tier for other apps. And then similarly, make recommendations on what I call down tiering for other apps or data that may have become stale. So more moving it to the realm of more proactive storage management than reactive storage management with this concept that we're looking at. And I mentioned a key thing we're focused on with this future release is really about supporting our cloud initiatives. And as I said, the underpinnings of that is really being built around scale-out NAS. So a key focus in our this future release on slide 26 is what I call SONAS storage management. And as we do today with the storage that we manage today, obviously these are the areas we will look to provide management capability on: discovery and visualization, monitoring the health of the system, obviously performance, provisioning, and also not on the slide, but things like capacity usage reporting, as well as replication. So really providing full storage resource management for a SONAS environment, which in turn will help us with our cloud capabilities and cloud management of the storage in the cloud, so to speak. And last but not least, on slide 27, is one area we're also looking at, and this is working with some other parts of Tivoli, as we have done in the past, to address a need in the business as well around storage, understanding storage usage, so customers that want to be able to charge back in different ways to either their maybe a service provider or internal, to their internal customers. And we're working with another product in Tivoli called Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager, which has a lot of these capabilities today. And we're looking at and have talked to some customers as well as a number of other folks, analysts, and so to really understand what are the right use case scenarios here and what is the highest value that we could provide. And our strategy here may be to include some of that. I call it a TPC financial management feature, but maybe put some core functionality for chargeback into TPC in a future release. and integrate that if customers need more with new enhancements to the Usage and Accounting Manager product that will give them not only a view of their storage but their whole environment and roll that information up to that environment as well. So, again, this is an area we're looking at and would be done in concert with our partners in Tivoli on the Usage and Accounting Management team. So that is the end of the presentation. I've covered a lot in a short amount of time, and I apologize if I may have gone too quickly, but got a lot of good information I wanted to get out there and share with you. And again, this is some things going back to our, what I'll call the 4.x release. You can expect to see that in a theater near you very soon, and you'll be hearing more from us as we get closer and actually launch that product. I'm sure we'll be doing another talk and a lot of material coming out from us very soon. So I look forward to getting your feedback on this and talking to you again in the not-too-distant future as we roll that out. So, Marsha, I'll turn it back to you so we can do some open the phones for some questions.
Thank you. At this time, we will begin a question and answer session. To ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. Please unmute the line and record your first and last name when prompted. To withdraw the question, please press star 2. Once again, please press star 1 to ask a question. One moment, please. Our first question comes from Mr. David Sachs. Your line is open.
Hi, thank you, and thanks for the presentation today. I have a question on slide 13, which was talking about high availability volume management.
Okay.
The only host that's mentioned specifically on the slide is AIX, and so I was wondering if other hosts are also going to be supported.
No, this is for AIX right now. I don't know, Randy, if you want to add any other comments.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking into other hosts and availability, but right now it's limited AIX because what we do is communicate with the STD PCM on the AIX. So those device drivers have code in them that will now be able to handle this high availability situation. We need to now investigate how to accomplish the same goal on Linux and Windows type systems.
Okay, let me just briefly mention, because this is an area that I'm concerned with in my job, Hitachi has a host independent mechanism for doing the same thing called Hitachi Availability Manager, and that's going to be something we're competing with. So being limited to AIX is probably going to be an issue for a while. So hopefully you will get a chance to look at that.
So does Hitachi do that at the store? I think I vaguely remember that, but it was a little bit different. I'll have to go look at that again. I don't think it I'm trying to remember how it exactly worked in the back of my mind, but it wasn't as tied to the storage high availability side as it is, because there's a lot of solutions that do a little high availability stuff, but it's more on the host side versus the storage side. So this accomplishes the storage side of the high availability.
Yeah, and that's what the Hitachi system is doing. It also uses synchronous replication between two high-end Hitachi systems, but doesn't require any special host code to be installed. It uses generic host drivers.
That's right. I do vaguely remember that. But there was something there that there was an issue there that I recall, but I'll have to go back and look at that.
Great. That's all. Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please. Currently, no questions have populated.
Okay. I'm sure there are questions, and if you have them afterwards, I forgot to put my email address in the pitch, but it's jgconnor@us.ibm.com, so feel free to shoot me an email, and if you've got any questions, if you had time to absorb some of this information.
Once again, you may press star 1 for any questions.
All right. I guess, Marcia, if there are no further questions, we'll wrap it up. And again, I thank everyone for attending, and I appreciate your continued support at TPC and look forward to working with you as we roll out these new releases. So, again, thank you. And for those of you who listen to this on recording, thank you for taking the time as well. And my thanks to Randy and Sumant for participating as well.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for participating. You may disconnect at this time. Speakers, please stand by for one moment.